So I'm curious to know, what is the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning? Like, what's your favorite first activity of the day? What, Jack? Eat breakfast. Excellent. That is a good way to start the day. Anybody else have a different way of starting the day, or you're all starting off with breakfast?
Start off with breakfast.
Breakfast. Yes, that's my favorite way to start the day with, is a nice hot shower. I love that. Getting out of your pajamas and into your clothes. Okay, that's a good one too. Devin? Ah, a little dose of television. Vera, did you have something? Oh, one close to another close. There you go. Well, you just go all day until you get so tired you just have to go right to bed in what you're wearing, huh? That's a good plan. Yeah. Well, so there's a guy named Bird Baylor who thinks that the best way to start the day is to go outside and face toward the east and greet the sun with a song or a chant or a blessing or a poem that you made yourself. And he says the way to find that song or that poem is not to try to plan ahead what you're going to say, but just wait until you're out there alone and you feel the warmth of the sun. He says then you'll feel the song too, and you should just sing it. And your song can be your offering. And he said, if, as you're singing, the sky turns a color that it's never been before, just watch it, because that's part of the joy. When we read the Bible, we find that Jesus had a couple of different favorite ways to start the day. If he was in the big city of Jerusalem, his favorite way to start the day was to go to the temple, which is like a bigger version of church, but he would do basically what you're doing now. Go to some steps somewhere and sit down and get out the scripture, and other people would come and join him and sit there too, and they would talk about the scriptures together, and Jesus would explain what his understanding of what it meant was, and people could ask him questions. When he was not in the city of Jerusalem, his favorite way to start the day was to get up really early and go to some extremely isolated place. He would get up and walk to the top of a mountain, or go to the other side of the lake, or go way out of town where there was no people but only the plants and the animals. And this would be his time to be alone with God and to pray. His alone times never lasted very long, though, because people were so eager to be with him that somehow they always found him. And they would come and ask for healing, which he would give, and he would tell them stories, and sometimes he would feed them. And sometimes he said to them, I have to go to another town or another city today. I have to go proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God in another place. I came for this purpose. And so then he would spend that whole day walking from one town to the next. But we can see from these examples that no matter what he did first thing of the day, it was some version of asking God for guidance for his life that day, to help him remember that his purpose was to share God's love in as many places to as many people as he could. So if you can find somebody's hand to hold now, we're going to say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, we thank you for bringing us here today, kind of almost first thing in the morning, so that we could open ourselves to hear your word. We pray that your love would live in us throughout this day and this week to come, so that it might guide all our words and our actions. And for those of us who will be at camp this week, we pray that you would open our hearts to draw especially close to you and to one another. Amen. All right, have fun in Sunday school.